This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being part of it. Oh, here we go again, right? I know what you're going to say. There you go. Okay, happy. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. That's where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the polls. There's a lot happening up there. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you forgot or you've been told that is just nasty and hateful, and it isn't. Or use my best English. It ain't. I mean, seriously. And I teach you or tell you how to move through it, how to move through those issues when people call you those names or call people you know those names, and to show them how what real loons they are. I know, some of you don't want to call them loons. I get it. You can leave that up to me. I'm okay with it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, the Supreme Court came out with some great rulings today. But what I love is how the Dems are screaming that, you know, the sky is falling. It's the end of the world. Now they know how we felt in 8 years of Barack Obama. You know, eight years of unemployment going up. 8 years of the Hispanic and black community losing more and more jobs. I mean, our relationships in the Middle East eroding. Or overseas, I should say. Israel feeling like the red-headed stepchild. I could go on and on and on about all the wonderful things that were, you know, forcing us to buy health care when we didn't have jobs or on unemployment to begin with. I mean, you think about all of those things. I don't know how somebody, I shouldn't say that. I do know how somebody can make that happen. Because I'm going to say, I don't know how somebody somehow decides that all made sense. All of that made sense. I have no money. I have no way to buy health care. And yet, you're going to force me to. So, one of the things that's always bothered me about this, the Supreme Court ruled today that a, you know, over a 40-year precedent, 5-4, which shows you it was total partisan lines too. I'd like to believe the five, or at least four of the five, were not partisan. Because Kennedy was a swing vote on this. But when it comes down like this on a regular basis, you know as well as I do, let's not play the game, that it's a partisan issue, right? No question about it. So the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 Wednesday in the Janus versus AFSCME that the non-union workers should not be forced to pay fees to public sector unions. The case, one of the most hotly anticipated of the term, is the second in 2 days to hand a major victory to the conservatives following Tuesday's ruling by the High Court that Donald Trump's travel ban is constitutional. Some experts had said that a finding in favor of the plaintiff, Mark Janus, would be the most significant court decision affecting collective bargaining in decades. Janus is an employee of the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services. Asked the court last summer to overrule a 40-year Supreme Court decision. It found that the public sector unions could require employees affected by their negotiations to pay a so-called agency fee. Right? They'd be called fair share fees, agency fees, all kinds of fees. The fees were approved by the court in 1977 in the case Abood versus Detroit Board of Education to cover collective bargaining costs. Right? They're meant, though, at the time, when they talk about this, they talk about it not including political advocacy. But you can't find any one of these unions that doesn't give money for political reasons. And many of them don't give a nickel to a conservative or Republican. So how is that fair? Are you telling me 100% of every union member? I mean, this is sad if this is true, but 100% of every union member? 100% of union members are Democrats or people that are against Republican officials? Janus argued his $45 monthly fee to the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees was unconstitutional. He said that the fees infringed on his First Amendment rights, and that in the case of the public employees who contract negotiations are with the government, not with the union. And compelling individuals to mount support for views they find objectionable violates that cardinal constitutional command. Which is very true, because usually unions will advocate for certain political issues. Right? I mean, when you say union members are at 100% of the camp of John Smith for senator, and you've got a boatload of union men, maybe 10%, 15% of them wouldn't vote for John Smith, don't like John Smith, don't want him as a senator, that's not right. And when you take my union dues, and I think I told you guys this, I had a friend that was in the state assembly in California. His wife was a union member, had to be, being a teacher. And her money, the union actually borrowed money and then used union dues to pay it back. And they waged a campaign against her husband. So in essence, in reality, some of her pay money, her paycheck money, her union dues was going to oust her husband. And somehow they thought that was okay. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I'm going to finish this up on the inside of the break. A lot more of this smorgasbord stuff on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Head over to Patreon. You'll see that there. It's a way you can kind of join the team, be part of the party, my party, my politically incorrect posse? Jeez. Mr. Tug and Mr. Lip aren't working well together right now. And I do appreciate how you get involved and when you get involved. Seriously. And, you know, as I've been saying to you guys, I don't like to beg. I don't like to sound like I'm begging or anything along those lines. But, you know, it really is. They really are. Facebook has not stopped its attack on conservative groups. And when you look at what's going on, I mean, we have people in our group, we're part of a media group, and we have people in our group that have lost pages. Their pages have gone away. Their posts have gone away, been pulled down because they're deemed inappropriate, if you would. And when you don't have traffic, because that's how some of us make our money. We make our money when there's traffic to the websites, when there's traffic to our Facebook pages and that kind of stuff. You know, and like everything else, you can't work for nothing, right? Be great. Love to do it as a hobby after I hit the lottery. But that doesn't happen. Well, you got to play it to win it. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, so you could, any one of you could mail me a lottery ticket if you'd like. I am Joe Messina, your host, though. I'm always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, have you engaged, have you involved in the conversation. We were talking about the Supreme Court. It's ruling on unions, and not on unions, on the fact that you don't have a right to take somebody else's money, force them to pay for something. That's kind of what this always boils down to. It's like you're forcing me to do something I don't want to do. So there's no doubt the decision will impact where the public sector unions will exist in the future, said Lorene Novak, a partner at the law firm Schiff and Hardeen. Now she has represented both labor unions. Now, labor activists and unions immediately decried the court's ruling, saying today's Supreme Court Janus decision is yet another effort to put obstacles in front of working men and women to join collectively. Now, see, there's the key word, to join. Not to be forced to join. And now you're going to say, okay, well, you know, when they get into collective bargaining, all the teachers, all the janitors, all the whatever, get to say, you're right. You're exactly right, because the majority had voted for that union. But see, I don't want my money. What does it really boil down to? I would have said, how much does the part of what you're doing, you know, the bargaining, what does that really cost you to do? So if your budget's $100 million a year, but you're giving $20 million to political issues, then let's take the $20 million off the table, break it down, and then tell me how much it costs per member. That's at least a fighting chance or starting point. But to tell me I have to pay for everything you guys do and I don't agree with 60% of what you do? Yeah, just it isn't right. Now, union will survive. Labor will survive. Or employees. Right? I don't see them going anywhere soon because of this decision today. I know some feel that they will. Now, this is the third in 5 years on the question of the fair share fees. One came in 2014. The question came to the high court in Harris versus Quinn. But the justices declined to answer the central question over agency fees. They ruled 5-4 that the petitioners in the case were not public employees. Well, that's a way to sidestep it, right? In 2016, the court issued a one-sentence opinion on Friedrich versus California Teachers Association. That left the question still, I should say, it still left the question open. In a harshly worded dissent, Justice Elena Kagan wrote that by overturning Abood, the court was improperly disrespecting established precedent. She wrote that the decision prevents the American people acting through their state and local officials from making important... Wow, all of a sudden she cares about states' rights. I mean, seriously, think about some of the rulings that come down with that should have been left to states' rights. Now, she wrote that the decision prevents the American people acting through their state and local officials. So what happens when you have states that would go one way on the issue and states that went the other? Wouldn't it eventually end up in federal court anyhow? She went on to say, it does so by weaponizing the First Amendment in a way that unleashes judges now and in the future to intervene in economic and regulatory policy. Now, just for conversation's sake, both Bader Ginsburg, well, not both, all Bader Ginsburg, Breyer, and Sotomayor, joined her dissent. See, again, liberal judges, liberal mindset, with no constitutionality behind it. You know, one of the things you had to love about Scalia was everything came back to the Constitution. Everything came back to the original intent of the Constitution. Because this attitude was foundationally, it held together. And it had to be, it had to be upheld. There's a lot of things in the world that work foundationally the same way. And that's what our founding fathers were trying to do. They were trying to come up with a foundation that we could build on, not tear down, not reinterpret, not make better. Because ultimately speaking, to run a whole country, it's a fairly small document. To run a country of over 300 million, there's not many pages to that. And even to the Bill of Rights, again, when you think, my God, sit down and look at the, what are they called? The corporate paperwork or the corporate papers. The corporation papers, the corporations in America. In the U.S., it's 5 inches, 6 inches thick, for God's sakes. And we started off, they started off making it simple, stupid, so we wouldn't screw it up. Little did they know, they had no chance. We were going to screw it up. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We come back. We're going to talk about the little Asian guy out there. Satellite show that he might be building another nuclear facility. I really feel bad for him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. I'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We have to pick one that's going to be there for 40 years, 45 years. We need intellect. We need so many things.
On a campaign trip to North Dakota, President Trump talked about his nomination to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will move quickly on the president's choice.
We will vote to confirm Justice Kennedy's successor this fall.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the vote should be delayed.
Nothing less than the fate of our health care system, reproductive rights for women, and countless other protections for middle-class Americans are at stake.
Kevin Griffiths from Planned Parenthood says to prepare for battle.
The right to access abortion safely and legally in this country is on the line.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back.
My baby,
and thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can just, you know, there's all kinds of things happening up there. But I want to get back to, you know, about the coffee mugs. We can have all kinds of stuff up there. Joe stuff, whatever. TRS stuff. But there's so many stories to get to. You're slowing me down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. Look, you can send me an email. If there's a topic or a guest or somebody you want me to try to get on, you can. God, some of the stuff you guys send me, I can't stand it. If there's a topic you want me to talk on, the guest you want me to have on, just let me know. And I'll see what I can do about it. You know, we're trying for a lot of different guests to get on the show. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Supreme Court rulings, how are they going to affect you? What do they mean? And again, you know, this gets worse and worse and worse because, you know, when you look at what's going on with the labor unions, and I get it. I get how nervous people get and what have you. But look, right is right. I shouldn't have to pay for services I don't want. I just shouldn't have, my money should not go, not nickel one of my money should go to take a Republican out if I'm part of a teacher's union. Especially if it's my husband. Right? Because I mean, it's not anecdotal. I know that person. I know it's true. So if you use the tax dollars to hurt a family member, to hurt somebody, you know, a family member of mine, and don't thank you. Have a nice day. Get away from me. 855-REAL-JOE. You like how 855-732-5563. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one, too. Trump's attempt to bully a restaurant owner, they say, is going to backfire. Now, here's the problem. It already hasn't backfired. And the beauty behind this is, see, these highlights, these titles, the titles that they're using on these stories, it definitely depends on who's writing them. What side the aisle come from. Now you already know this. But let me tell you what. We're hearing from other people, the restaurant's dead. Nobody's in there. The rest of the people on that street that have businesses on that street in Lexington, they're worried now that their neighborhood's going to get a bad name and people aren't going to come there to eat. Right? And it's happening. She's already been asked to resign from one group she belongs to. Now, see, I'm one of those people, these, you know, I wouldn't call for a boycott of the place, but what I would say is if you don't agree with what she did, just like the bakers, you know, and the gay community didn't go to the bakers anymore, don't go there to eat. Boycott the place if you would, if that's a term you prefer to use. But seriously, and the thing I don't agree with that I hear they're starting to do, is people are making reservations to go there and then don't show up. They think it's kind of funny or whatever. I don't. The thing to do is just don't go there, period. Right? If the Trump administration supports the right of bakers to withhold service from gay and lesbian weddings because they're disgusted at the thought of gay people getting married, it should also support the right of restaurant owners to deny their delightful creations to people who work for authoritarian, racist presidents. See, here's the difference. The viewpoint that person's an authoritarian, racist president is the viewpoint of that one person. Or maybe others. But it's a personal opinion. It's subjective. Same-sex couples. Lesbian couples. To them, it's not subjective that they're lesbian or that they're gay. It's not subjective that two people of the same sex are getting married. It's not an opinion. It's a reality. And the bakers and the photographers and others, the wedding cake, you know, right? God is real to them. It's not subjective. Okay, it's not an opinion. So this is where they love to blur the lines on these things. You know, but the large, they're worried that POTUS's text message or tweeting is going to hurt the restaurant, right? But somebody took a picture of it, and President Trump tweets out, "Hey, Red Hen Restaurant should focus more on cleaning its filthy canopies, doors, and windows badly needs a paint job, rather than refusing to serve a fine person like Sarah Huckabee Sanders." Right? He said, "I always have a rule. If a restaurant's dirty on the outside, it's dirty on the inside." And it's funny because they think it's going to backfire, which means what? The people are going to fill the place because there ain't no lines there. There ain't people going in there to eat. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just get a kick out of this stuff. So according to the latest satellite images, North Korea is upgrading a research nuclear facility. Now, again, we don't hear many people talking about it. We don't hear the administration talking about it. Not yet, anyway. They say the satellite images from last week show that North Korea is making numerous improvements to the infrastructure at a nuclear research facility. The images obtained by North Korea Analysis Outlet 38 North, whatever that means, came just a few weeks after President Trump's North Korea leader, Kim Jong-un, signed an agreement to call for denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. God. The satellite photos indicated that North Korea is quickly progressing on several adjustments at the Nuclear Scientist Research Center. You know, one of the things I've said earlier was, I don't see any rockets going off yet. I don't see any reports from the CIA or anybody else that this is happening now and it's bad. But if this is true, then I think President Trump will do what he said he was going to do. He will, you know, double screw down, clamp down on, you know, all kinds of things against North Korea. Now, the improvements include a new cooling water pump house, multiple new buildings, completed construction on a cooling water reservoir, and apparently active radiochemical laboratory. But they can't tell whether the reactor is working or not. Now, they're expected, I won't say the Secret Service, but the security agencies expect that North Korea are going to keep doing what they do. Business as usual. Right up until Kim orders official changes to the procedure. Now, the agreement between Trump and Kim, signed at the historic summit, commits the U.S. to security guarantees in exchange for a denuclearized Korea Peninsula. Now, the deal said that people said that the deal was too unspecific. It gave too much to North. I love this. It gave too much to North Korea without securing anything for the U.S. Well, they must have. Maybe they took the agreement for Iran and used that. I don't know. Just guessing. Ahead of the meeting between the two leaders, North Korea claimed to have destroyed one of its nuclear testing sites. Well, maybe it did. I know people were there, weren't they? Right? Now, here's the thing, though. We're either going to get in there and check things out or we're not. Right? We're either going to make sure that he's living by the agreement or he won't. Because if he doesn't, then we need to deal with him the way that President Trump said he would. I have no problem with that. You want to scare him? Let's send some nukes over his head and see what happens. See how he feels about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll talk a little bit about the email that went out, the news media release from the National LGBTQ Task Force on Kennedy leaving. Apparently, they have no problems with the Iranians throwing them off of buildings, but they're worried about what's going to happen in D.C. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Very live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, what was it called? The Barroom Blitz. What? Yeah, straight out of the 70s. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the process, right? Helping to fix everything, or at least try. Because if you don't try it, you know what? You can't complain. Kind of where my head's at. It's like, I am so tired of you guys who call me, write me emails. I could do a whole couple of hours rant on some of you on a regular basis that, you know, will call me or send me an email and talk about, you know, the state of what's going on around us. Now, some of you are already doing this, so don't feel bad about it. If you're already doing it, you're not the one I'm talking about, obviously. But, you know, you get down to it. The deal is, when you have people that always want to complain about the process, about the way it is and what's going on, and then when you ask them, well, who'd you support? Who'd you give money to? Who did you do, I don't know, postcards for? Who did you walk for, you know, in the elections? Who are you backing? Was the person a schlock and then you backed them again? I mean, are we serious here? It happens all the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's always interesting, and truly, and I mean this sincerely, it's always interesting to me when these when they say no, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't have this, I don't have that. It's not true. It doesn't take a whole bunch. You all have an email list of, I don't know, 20 people. You must. So when you're helping a candidate run, when you're trying to help someone, and you got no money, maybe you got no car, you can't get there, whatever the story is, you can still send emails or make phone calls for that matter. And that's what you do to help these people get elected. I mean, again, you realize if the Dems get control of the Senate, and I don't think they will, if the Republicans lose the House, and I don't think they will, it's going to be a 24/7 movement to impeach Trump. And he won't be... See, this is method to this madness. You say... By the way, what happened? Anybody know what happened to Stormy Daniels? That poor girl still alive?
Good question.
I mean, you don't hear about her anymore. I mean, this was the thing that was going to bring the president down, right? Isn't it funny? He talks about grabbing women's body parts. He may or may not have had consensual sex with a pole dancer, hooker, whatever she was. I mean, I go down a whole list of stuff. And that makes him a nasty man. But the guy that actually did it for years, he still held in high esteem in the Democrat Party. Just totally floors me. National LGBTQ Task Force issued a press release today on the Kennedy exit. They say, I fear that politics, or they quote, I fear that politics, not legal rigor, will rule the day as we move forward with the court. I fear that rulings will come down that may harm the LGBTQ people, people of color, women, and move this country backwards. That's from Rhea Carey, executive director of the National LGBTQ Task Force. You know, and I'm sorry, that's not fear-mongering? Kind of confused. Washington, D.C., on January 27th, this was issued by the LGBTQ National Task Force. Supreme Court Associate Justice Anthony Kennedy announced that he is retiring at the end of the session. Now, Kennedy was considered a swing justice on that, wrote the multiple rulings in favor of LGBTQ rights, including both Lawrence versus Texas and the ruling for marriage equality. Yet we must also remember he frequently sided with his even more conservative colleagues to enrich the 1%, weaken the rights of workers, open the floodgates of corporate money into American politics, and undermine the Voting Rights Act is throwing the balance of the court against the constitutional right to abortion. By the way, and I'm not the only one who believes this, even people on the left, there is no constitutional right to an abortion. There is a constitutional right for health care, to take care of your body, to take care of the needs that you need to take care of. There is no constitutional, matter of fact, there is a constitution, there's laws against killing human beings. Which I think is really funny because you never, ever hear them deal with the rights of the baby. When is it a baby? When is it a human? When does it have a right to exist? All you ever hear the argument is about a woman's right to choose. Choose what? Life or death? I'm just asking. I mean, the whole goal of this show, and a lot of times, is to get you to think. Why do you have the viewpoint you have? You know, I love it. You guys push science on me so much. And some of the colleges have banned this from happening, where we had people on college campuses that were showing young ladies an abortion process. What took place? Right? And they asked every one of those young ladies before the abortion process, before they saw what happened, how do you feel about a woman's right to choose? Absolutely, 100%. But when they saw the video, new technology, all that stuff they love, and the science behind it, many, many of them changed their minds. I didn't know that's what it was. So let me ask you, if you get to college and you don't know what it was, what it is, what a poor job the education system has done and you parents have done in educating your young men and women what an abortion actually is, what it's all about. So I, you know, this is exactly the left is right all the time, or correct, excuse me, all the time. You can't change their mind. Undermine voting rights, really, because they want proof that you are who you say you are. His decision to retire before the midterms all but ensures a right-wing nominee will be installed, throwing the balance of the court against constitutional right to abortion and to access abortion. Additionally, I mean, it's all they can talk about is abortion. Additionally, a new conservative justice would allow the religion to be further used to discriminate. Wow. So we're the bad people. We want to protect the rights of the unborn, the little balls of cells that actually has a heartbeat and fingers and toes and a nose and two eyeballs. That's just terrible. It's nasty. I mean, give it some thought. It's nasty. It's all about the right for them to abort. It's all about the right for them to have access to an abortion. Nobody would ever take... Look it. They've talked about this a million times. They would never take away the right to an abortion if the mother's life was truly in danger. But you're having abortions because of sex selection. I mean, you can abort for pretty much any reason today. Even during the birth process, can anybody call me, write me whatever, and tell me how much sense that makes? No, really. You're going to tell me if that thing has a heartbeat, you know, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 legs, 2 arms, a cranium? What are you going to call that as they rip it apart? Rhea Carey, executive director of the National LGBTQ Task Force, stated that with Kennedy's retirement, Trump now has the power to appoint a person who will disrespect the Constitution, as he already has, and allow politics to determine their decision. Like the 5-4 decisions, Rhea, isn't proof that that's happening already. Right? He currently has a Congress that, when last considered, a Trump appointee to the court, changed the rules of the Supreme Court appointment to allow. Well, listen, when you're obstructionist, you got to do what you got to do to win, right? And I think the Democrats did that first, not for the Supreme Court, granted, but for everything else. So the heck with it. Might as well throw it to the wall, because that's what it's become to. It's now become to a grudge fight, a mud fight. And I think that at this point in time, stay within the law. Don't get me wrong. Stay within the law. But no more Mr. Nice Guy. You know, no more gentlemen's rules. No more of those games. We need to be done with those. Not kind of, sort of. But we need to be done with them for real. Because it's just getting out of hand. And they don't really care. They want what they want, how they want it. They don't care what the law is. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You need, if you like the way things are going, you want to keep them going the way they're going, you need to support President Trump and the agenda. Hey, have a great day. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. We'll catch you later.